Welcome to 5 Minutes with Andy. Twice a month, Virtual Link CEO Andy Fried will be offering you tips, tricks, and insight into leadership, management, and business skills. You're listening to episode number 2, Fear, Cough Drops, and Getting Naked. Every now and then you read a good book, but as Andy will explain, sometimes you read a book that is great. Here to tell you more about a great book, here's Andy Fried.
One book that I just liked enough to buy 50 copies of it to give out to our team here at Virtual is this book called Getting Naked, which some were disappointed on it being about professional services when they saw the title. It's really a fabulous book that talks about running a professional services firms, but also talks of just about how you want to conduct yourself in any business. And what I found fascinating about this book was I could see so much of who we are and who we hope to be in the pages of this book. But I had never realized until I read the book that it was a thing. So this did a really nice job of articulating how so much of what we're trying to do, you know, really fits within the rubric of a system and fits within certain things you can do, which involve both behaviors, but also dropping some of the fears that every one of us have. And, you know, the fear of feeling inferior, for example. Clients need somebody that does the dirty work and does little things. And I have in my tenure as a leader at Virtual, I've done everything for clients. From I've bussed tables at events because they needed to be cleaned. I've gone out and bought cough drops for clients because they're about to take the stage as a presentation and they're coughing. That's not about being inferior. That's about doing what needs to be done. And you need to let go of your own fears and let go of anything that holds you back from doing that. Because otherwise, if you're afraid of looking inferior and don't get that happen, you know, don't make that happen, what good is it to have a client at the podium who's coughing and nobody can understand them? And you know, it's your fear that made that happen. So if somebody has a fear of feeling inferior and they're not going to bust that table, or they're not going to find a cough drop for the client, I don't find the cough drop for the client just because they're coughing. I find the cough drop for the client because they have something to say to the world. And that client might be somebody who's delivering a speech on the future of eating, of preventing eating disorders, or the future of the blockchain, or payment security. If they don't have that cough drop, they can't be heard. And because they have that cough drop, I just helped one of those issues. And my running to CVS might be, you know, indirectly the reason that a merchant doesn't get breached next year, because our speaker was able to take the podium and our speaker was able to deliver a critical message. All of our team should feel that way, and everyone in professional services should understand why they're doing what they're doing and how it connects to the bigger picture. One belief that I take away from everything that I've read is that our work's never done. And you know, who we hope to be is really an unassailable, you know, we really want Virtual to be an unassailable standard for quality as a professional services firm. There are different companies that are out there in different sectors that are the paragon of what they do. I bought socks at Nordstrom's yesterday, and the person that sold them to me, it was like a celebration of him congratulating me on my purchase and my choice when I came to the register, making sure I was all done with everything that I needed, that there was nothing else I was looking for, and then at the end, walking around from the register to hand me the bag and send me on my way and thank me again for shopping at Nordstrom's. It was a celebration of three pair of overly expensive socks. That is why Nordstrom is an unassailable quality of customer service. We want to be what Nordstrom's is for customer service. That's what we want to be in professional services firms. When people are writing books down the road about how to do this right, I want to see us be the example that they're using. And getting there means we're never done and means that things will keep changing.
And that'll do it for 5 Minutes with Andy. To give feedback on this episode of 5 Minutes with Andy, Matt Pritchard can be reached by email at mpritchard@virtualinc.com. That's mpritchard@virtualinc.com with subject line 5 Minutes with Andy. To learn more about Virtual Inc., visit our website at virtualinc.com. You've been listening to 5 Minutes with Andy.